the Pennsylvania House has voted to impose fees on electric cars. With the news flash, I'm Trey Westerberg on Williamsport's News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS. Motorists who register an electric vehicle in the state would have to pay an annual fee. The bill still requires Senate approval to reach Governor Tom Wolf's desk. The money charged would go toward the state's highway maintenance fund. A lawsuit is challenging the expansion of mail-in voting in Pennsylvania. Republican U.S. Representative Mike Kelly is leading the suit challenging the use of mail-in ballots predominantly cast by Democrats in the presidential election in the state and seeking to block certification of the election results. An $11 billion budget package has passed the Pennsylvania legislature. Lawmakers voted as they rushed to wrap up their two-year session. A coronavirus outbreak in the House of Representatives caused hours of delay Friday before the main spending bill passed the chamber and the Senate. Governor Tom Wolf's office says he will sign it. With the news flash, I'm Trey Westerberg on Williamsport's News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS.
Shop hundreds of Macy's Black Friday specials online now while supplies last. Like cozy sweaters you'll want to live in, just $39.99. Refresh the bedrooms in your home with 1,250 thread count sheet sets for only $29.99. Then snuggle up with fun pajama sets for the whole family, $19.99 and under. Macy's stores are closed Thanksgiving Day, so shop Macy's.com now while supplies last. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.